Okay, I'm here with head coach Luke Pogmore of the women's football team. So we won 3-0, but not without incident.
Yeah, it was a bit of a long afternoon, really. Obviously, I made six changes to the starting lineup from the Wigan game. So it's a chance for everyone to get some minutes under their belt. First half, we started really slow. Obviously, a bit of a different venue for us, so maybe that played into it a little bit. But in the end, obviously, it was a really one-sided game. If it wasn't for their keeper, it could be a double figures, but she did really well, to be fair to her.
Yeah, it certainly was, probably between her and their number three for their best players. But so 0-0 at half time, and although we'd had a few chances, there wasn't many on target, but we put that right in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, 1:45 into the second half we scored our first goal without them even touching the ball from kickoff. So obviously made four changes at half time and we picked it up a little bit. We knew what we needed to do. We just was a little bit sluggish today, but it was just unfortunately we've got away with it, because obviously it was all due respect to Disby, but they're a level below, and we last year they beat them 11-0, so we had enough to win the game, but we just needed to, it took us a bit of a while to get into our stride.
Yeah, they looked, like you say, a bit sluggish in the first half, but the passing and move got certainly a lot more slick in the second half. I don't know if it was just a case of them getting a bit more tired, or whether our change of personnel just fit in better. But like you say, we got one quite early on, and then Kirsty got a couple.
Yeah, it was good then to sort of, the first goal is massive, isn't it, in the game, and obviously once we got that goal, it sort of settled us down a little bit, and I think the change in personnel did speed things up a little bit, because they'd probably watched the first half from the side, so they could see a little, obviously, what was going on, and obviously implement a bit more of a game plan. But yeah, no, I was really pleased with the way that we responded, and we managed to get, actually, three goals, and unfortunately we scored an own goal at the end there, which was, obviously due to, I think, maybe a bit of lack of communication between the two people, but yeah, it is what it is, and we move on to the next round.
Yeah, it's still a win, but you never like having to have to replace the goalkeeper, and, and she certainly got a badly iced up handy, yeah. if not possibly broken. Better that went in net. I don't think there's a lot she could have done really about that deflection from Kirsty off the free kick. But she held the ball and did quite well in all the other situations.
Yeah, I'm really happy. Beth was really, really great attitude. She said, I'll put her hand up and said, I'll go in. I think Kirsty probably could have done a little bit better in terms of, the attempt to clear the ball was a little bit half-hearted. But at the end of the day, Beth's done really well. And, we've managed to keep some other quite tricky balls coming towards her. She's managed to keep quite a lot of them out, so well done to her.
Yeah, I suppose that was with only about 5 minutes to go or something like that, and you're 3-0 up in the cup match, you obviously maybe things start to relax a little bit, but it's a win, so we've defended our cup in the first instance so far, and we've got to we might be a second round, or is it quarter finals next time round?
Yeah, I think there's 8 fixtures being played today, so I think it might be, but there's another team in it, so it might be another round first and then it might be the quarters after that, I think. So we'll just wait to hear from the FA and see what happens, but job done at the end of the day, we're into the next round and we'll see who we get next.
Yeah, that's all we could have hoped for. Thanks very much, Luke.
Cheers, Neil. Thank you.